61.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Dr. John Brandenburg joining us, segueing from the book on Mars to the science fiction novels that he's written about exposing the UFO cover-up. Chris O'Brien, right. The co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, let's open that can of worms. Okay, there is a cover-up. What do you think the government knows, and when did they know it? Answer the question.
In the novel, it's all Roswell is the big key to unlocking everything, and so things like described in the MJ-12 documents, say.
Alleged.
Yeah, the alleged.
Very alleged.
Well, Stan investigated it. Stan Friedman.
Yeah, let's get a nuclear physicist to do our document verification.
He irradiated the pages.
Hey, one thing, Chris, you're going to have the chance on next week's episode to ask.
I know, I'm going to have some fun.
If he did neutron backscatter analysis of the paper.
Ask him again.
Tell him Victor Norgaard asked that question.
Oh, okay.
He may begin cursing if he hears the name Victor Norgaard.
He may not come
Norgaard
on the show. After that, he'll just hang up the phone.
I don't think so. Maybe we'll get Paul to come back as a returning guest co-host.
Well, actually, the Morningstar Pass novel, the subtitle, it's the collapse of the UFO cover-up, and then kind of the phrase that kind of describes the book. It says, absolute secrecy creates absolute power.
Yeah.
You know what absolute power does.
I like that. That's a good byline for the movie.
Yeah, that's intended to be kind of a byline for the for a movie. I just wanted to create that aura of absolute secrecy creating absolute power. And it was difficult to write. You can check it out on Amazon.com. It got good reviews, especially from people in the UFO field. I felt I had done a pretty good job stringing together
We'll have to get a link up on the Paracast site for that link to Amazon.
Right. Yeah. And as I mentioned, I try not to give away too much of the plot. One of the women discovers in the process that she's investigating herself because she's a UFO abductee. And is able to recall her encounters with one particular group of the extraterrestrials operating here, of which there are several. And, it's, our government, the kind of people we've gotten in bed with. In the Cold War. So just imagine that they continued their choice of friends. I'm not going to give away too much. I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, how about if we take this tack? You mentioned that over the years of being in Washington, I mean, you did. I think your doctoral work at Lawrence Livermore. I mean, you're a guy that's been there. You've rubbed shoulders and worked with some of the top people in various fields having to do with aerospace.
With really good people.
You mentioned that you have heard over the years some scuttlebutt about the UFO subject. Is there anything that you would be able to talk about on the show?
Well, all I heard was scuttlebutt. When I attempted to even follow up on some scuttlebutt, I got my hand slapped. You must realize that if there was a UFO cover-up, let's say let's speak hypothetically, is part of a compartmentalized secret system in the government. And that
is it government solely, or is it aerospace as well?
Oh, it would be, it's the government. But when you say the government, you don't, you're speaking of the realm of the intel agencies and things like that.
That's so you're saying the intelligence community, science and technology.
Yeah, we're talking, if let's say hypothetically there was a UFO cover-up, it would be managed by elements within the intel community who are used to keeping things secret. And remember these guys, one World War, the guys who set up in a UFO cover-up, were busy, outfoxing the Nazis and the Japanese Empire. They were pretty tough customers. And then they won the Cold War. So these guys are pros.
Yeah, and they brought all their top scientists who have been doing nefarious things that are horrific to even think about.
Oh,
they brought them into this country
yes.
to jumpstart our whole program.
Well, Wernher von Braun was, he was a commissioned officer in the SS, and people sort of somehow neglected to mention that. And he claimed, of course, he was just a piano player. He didn't know what was going on. The one famous case, though, was pretty illuminating, is that one of the guys who helped von Braun build the Saturn V, which won the moon race for us. The Russian moon rocket blew up 3 times on the pad. The American Saturn V succeeded every time. But one of the people who helped von Braun develop the Saturn V, as soon as we landed on the moon, was about 1975, we made the shocking discovery that this fellow had been involved in running slave labor camps to build V-2s during World War II. And it was a shocking thing to find out.
10,000 people plus died building.
They estimate 2 slave laborers died for every V-2 that was produced. And this guy ran this utterly hideous underground factory, like Moria in Fellowship of the Ring is the best way to describe it. And somehow the story went that they somehow were ignorant of his background when he was building the Saturn V. But as soon as we landed on the moon, the Apollo program was over, they made this shocking discovery that he had been involved. And they took away his medal and his U.S. citizenship and shipped him back to Germany.
Wow.
Now, von Braun managed to, he actually been almost executed by the Gestapo, so they decided that he was more, the Gestapo arrested him at one point. They said he was more interested in building a rocket to the moon than winning the war. This is World War II.
Right.
So he.
Well, what do you think of his?
Just imagine that the same kind of government attitude would apply to some of our visitors from outer space.
So you're convinced that they're extraterrestrial, true off planet, 3-dimensional.
I'm convinced we're not alone in the universe, and I'm convinced that there are other intelligence out there that develops space travel. They could come here.
They can come here, or they are coming here?
Oh, let's say I would think that it looks like they are coming here.
It's like what?
It looks like we're coming here, as the heroine says in the novel, she says, not only are we not alone in the universe, we're not even lonely.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And she's the abductee, right?
No, she's not the abductee.
I couldn't resist.
They're both on the cover. Guess which one's the abductee?
Well, they want to abduct the pretty ones, don't they?
What's that?
The aliens.
Oh, yes, that also makes you very confused.
Wait a minute. I thought most abductees were like kind of overweight, middle-aged women that had recently been divorced.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you something here before we talk about divorcees and abductees. We have Dr. John Brandenburg joining us this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free Whois Guard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg. We've segued from Mars to UFOs cover-up in fiction and in fact, and abductees. Are they really middle-aged, overweight divorcees? Or not.
Well, I've talked to some very lovely women who thought they were abducted.
That was a bad joke.
I'll tell you, well,
I apologize to all the good-looking women abductees out there.
That's Chris O'Brien, by the way, our co-host for the Paracast. It's his fault. It's always his fault.
It's always his fault. Well, one woman I talked to was, you know, she was married, and she was very attractive, and she's also very religious. And I talked to her, you know, I had lunch with her, and she was talking about what had happened to her, and she made this discovery that this had been going on, and she said it has really taken a lot out of me. For one thing, she said the church I belonged to kind of said I was demon-possessed and kind of kicked me out because they didn't want me talking about it. And
wow.
I said to her, gee, you don't look like you've been through anything terrible. You look really nice. And she had long black hair. She kind of looked like Elvira, Mistress of Darkness or something. And she said, well, my hair is actually white. She says, I dye it black.
And she equates the lack of pigment in the hair to her abduction experiences? Or?
Well, you know, the trauma of reliving what had happened to her during her abductions.
I know somebody whose hair turned white virtually within a week after a near-death experience after a fatal car accident where she woke up in the morgue. Literally, and I do want to apologize to our listeners. I wasn't making light of the seriousness of the abduction phenomenon. This is a real phenomenon. People are impacted. I mean, some people are scarred for life. And this is a serious subject. And when I make light of it, I do so in the spirit of fun, if you could say that, because we do have a lot of people that are delusional that feel that they've also had experiences, and those are the ones that I was referring to when I was talking about maybe middle-aged women that needed a life, and I didn't mean any disrespect to the real victims of this particular phenomenon, and it is a real phenomenon. I'll be the first to admit that, and I think Gene will too.
I'll go for that. I think something strange is happening, but we don't know what's really going on. But
exactly.
What do you think is going on? You're the guest, John.
Well, I don't exactly know. Enough people say this has happened to them. You know, I've talked to Bud Hopkins. I've read his books, and I've talked to other people who worked. There was one very superb psychiatrist who discovered that some of his patients were reporting the same kind of lurid dreams. And I can't remember his name. He was then killed mysteriously in Britain.
John Mack.
John Mack, yeah. I mean, they tried to take away his tenure at Harvard. Here's a Harvard psychology professor.
Well, he's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
And, they tried to get him off campus, and he, of course, took him to court and sued, and they had to withdraw. So he, and then it was such a tragedy, he got killed. You know, other work by, like, LeBeau. I think these people were very solid. I'm not a psychiatrist. All I do is I talk to several people who felt this had happened to them. And, you know, being a scientist, I have to be able to learn when people are telling the truth and when they're not. I mean, we're, you know, that's the field we're in. Occasionally people make up stuff in science. The people that I had talked to, I actually spent time talking to, there were a few people I thought, well, this person, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they've obviously been terribly traumatized by something. Who knows what it is? But there were a few people I actually spent time talking to and who convinced me that they were absolutely convinced that this had happened to them. And that helped me write the novel about it.
Well, what do you think the agenda is? If these experiences are real, why are spacefaring entities from out there in the cosmos coming here and conducting medieval quality experiments with a fixation on genetics and ova?
That's a very good question. I attempt to answer that in the novel.
I can't wait to read it. This is definitely on my must-read
list. That
really,
in fact, that fact. That people kind of figure out what the agenda is really brings down the UFO cover-up. It can't.
Interesting.
It can't
okay, you just gave our potential. You gave our potential readers a little clue there.
Yeah, it cannot survive that revelation, basically.
Let me ask you a really specific question here, though. How
sure.
widespread do you think abductions are? I mean, if you believe some of these people who are abduction researchers, hundreds of thousands or millions of people have been abducted, which seems kind of outrageous to me. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a very difficult phenomenon to try and get good statistics. It seems as if it is a widespread phenomenon, but I don't believe some of the upper numbers. But let me tell you something that happened during the Cold War, just to give you an example of some things that some large organizations do. They found out the Russians were trying to monitor all of the long-distance phone traffic in the United States because it was being carried by microwaves. They found out the Russians had kind of dragooned every English-speaking person they could find and had them listening to long-distance phone conversations and trying to develop dossiers on every American. And can you imagine the amount of effort that they put into that? And then as soon as the intel agencies found out this is what the Russians were doing, they immediately scrambled the microwave signals. Couldn't do it anymore. But apparently they spent probably a million man hours.
Wow.
Dutifully trying to I'm just giving you an example of the lengths that some organizations will do. Those are earthly organizations. And my other favorite was that when the Cold War ended and the Russian Iron Curtain collapsed, they found whole warehouses full of new German money that the Russians were going to distribute in West Germany once they'd conquered it. They printed up tons and tons of paper money, you know, for the new order.
Right. Yeah, don't invest in Iraqi dinars.
That's right, you know. But anyway, I tried to just connect the dots as best I could.
I'll tell you what, we have dots to connect. Two more segments of dot connection.
Sure.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news is absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back. Dr. John Brandenburg is here. He has a book coming out soon called Life and Death on Mars, The New Mars Synthesis. We have segued to UFOs. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. So, Chris, why don't you pick up on what we're doing so far with this surprising turn for this interview?
I'll say. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. This is great having you on, John.
You guys are great. It's really great being on your show. I'm trying to give you guys the straightest answers I can.
You're doing a great job, and you're very careful on how you say things, which I appreciate, and you're very circumspect about it. And this is good. This is a good thing.
For publicly reported things, there's a lot of ground you can cover just based on the public record. You know, like in 1954, I was living in Washington, D.C., and I imagine what it must have been like to have UFOs flying over the U.S. Capitol every night, pursued by the best jet fighters we had at the time. And the Air Force saying every day in press conferences, there's nothing to it. There's just, thermal inversions or something like this.
False returns.
False returns. And then having jet fight, people watching in broad daylight, jet fighters chasing these things. Then the Air Force made a strange announcement. It said, any unknown aircraft over the airspace of the Capitol will be fired upon.
Yeah.
And
temperature inversions. Be careful.
They're going to start firing on these temperature inversions. And the story is that they actually did. And that's what ended the overflights.
Yeah, well.
They just started overflights.
Sometimes you got to chase that dog out of the yard. Here's a question for you. Now, You're a scientist. You're someone who I think I would really enjoy networking with a little bit, picking your brain, getting some ideas. We mentioned the San Luis Valley before, and I'm putting in a 7 camera high res surveillance net 24/7 around the San Luis Valley, and it'd be great to help designing some optical physics experiments that we could use in conjunction with an optical process.
For one thing, I would see if you can get infrared as well as visible.
Of course,
ultraviolet sensitive cameras, because usually when people try to suppress using technological means, they try to suppress their image in one part of the spectrum. Sometimes they make themselves more clearly visible in other parts, you know.
Right.
Like let's say somebody figured out how to camouflage themselves in the visible, like the British, hid that tank in plain sight.
Right.
Yeah, the British figured out how to put kind of camouflage on tanks so they could make, they had a tank that half disappeared, was driving around, and then half of it disappeared. I mean, it was in the distance, so people couldn't get a close look at it. But if, suppose you have something like that, but then you're looking at it in infrared, it actually gets brighter.
Right, exactly. Or even ultraviolet.
It makes it more bright in the infrared, yeah.
Yeah, or radar,
Or radar,
which is part of the idea. What would you how would you advise a team of civilian hard data investigators out in the field in a hotspot area with a really good likelihood and chance that they're going to be able to capture some hard data? What sort of advice would you have for?
Well, I would try and get as much different data channels as you could. Get, visible light. See if you can get infrared cameras. They've got some very good infrared cameras now.
They do.
They're pretty cheap. And, the military developed them, and now they're commercially available. And then also things like magnetometers, sensitive magnetometers.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're actually coming up with gravitometers now that are solid.
Are you familiar with the work of Ray Stanford?
Yes. I actually had some nice interchange with Ray Stanford many years ago.
He's still at it, believe it or not. He's the only civilian, to my knowledge, that's been able to get gravitometer and magnetometer data along with optical
data. Great data.
What'd you think of that data?
The electromagnetic signal and the gravitometer signal were coincident. The UFO decided to take off, and so he had a big spike in electromagnetic pulse associated with the UFO taking off, leaving the scene at high speed.
So you feel that that was real scientific viable data then, the way it was presented to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was informally presented to me, and he showed me some of his stuff, and I was quite impressed. I do research. I'm a plasma physicist, so I deal with electromagnetic fields and gravity as part of astrophysics. So it's quite natural I would try and I would assume the same thing Einstein did, that the two fields can be unified. I strongly believe that.
How close are we to a unified field? Are we close to unifying some of these?
Oh, we've made great progress. Einstein's my conviction now is that Einstein was right. They can be unified. Unfortunately, Einstein didn't like quantum mechanics. So the people who made the most progress were Sakharov, the Russian scientist. Also Hal Puthoff in this country. You've heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny. We all get the people like, Hal Puthoff and I, who end up on the frontiers of human science, we all end up confronting the UFO problem and Mars and things like that.
Stuff that doesn't quite fit.
What?
The stuff that doesn't quite fit.
The stuff that doesn't quite fit. But the really fascinating thing was that Einstein tried, for the last 30 years of his life to unify the fields. That's where, in fact, we get the term unified field theory. It was from him. And, it started out being a quite respectable thing to do, but Einstein, because he was such a rebel, he even ultimately rebelled against his own, the physics community that he was part of. He didn't like quantum mechanics. He rejected it and basically tried to unify the fields without quantum mechanics, and it looks like it was essential. The person who made the most progress recently was Sakharov, Andrei Sakharov, who was the guy who invented the Russian hydrogen bomb. And so he basically took quantum mechanical principles and was able to make some progress unifying EM and gravity. And it's just a fascinating field. I could spend another 2 hours talking about just it.
But yeah, easily.
It's particularly relevant because of the UFO question, because many of the things people report, it looks like the craft have very strong electromagnetic fields around them. In fact, they seem to be induction fields that are rotating. Several people I talked to saw that, in the southwest bushes beneath the saucer would swirl as if there was a big wind, but there was no wind. And it's just a very intriguing puzzle as a physicist to speculate how such a craft would actually be propelled, and of course what would power it. But we have, I worked on fusion energy. It is technically feasible to conceive, you could conceive of a very compact fusion power plant that wouldn't emit any radiation. It would be very clean and produce all this power.
And that's the 21st century science. We don't know, John, what they might be doing if they're several thousand years more advanced than we are. Dr. John Brandenburg joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt.
Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
Don't forget, neighbors, if you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, write us news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. We have Dr. John Brandenburg, the final segment of this week's episode of the Paracast. Our co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg, and announcing once again, we'll have Stanton T. Friedman returning to the Paracast after a long absence on next week's show. Chris has 10,000 questions to ask him. And maybe Dr. Brandenburg will give us a few.
Good. Yeah. Any ideas for questions for Stan?
Well, you could ask him what he thought of Morningstar Pass. I gave a copy, but he said, John, this is a very thick book. Hal Putoff read it, by the way.
Really?
And he really liked it. He really liked it. He said it was War and Peace. Now, Hal Putoff has a Russian heritage, so I consider that a great compliment. And in fact, now you understand why we're breaking it up into a trilogy, because it's actually in three sections in the novel. But if we break it up into a trilogy, at least the print will be bigger and people won't be so intimidated by it. I actually, two guys who read it said this is War and Peace, you know, like a great novel like that.
Ufology's War and Peace. I love it.
Yeah, Ufology's War and, they called it the War and Peace of UFO Fiction. And so I actually broke down and I read War and Peace, and I was very pleased that people would say that, because War and Peace was truly a great novel. And, what's interesting, I'll share one little bit of scuttlebutt I heard that was really funny about the UFO cover-up was the Russian side of the UFO cover-up.
Uh-oh.
And during the Cold War, apparently the Russians' attitude about UFOs was that anything, any unidentified flying object over the Soviet Union is probably American.
Yeah, of course. I knew that was coming.
So they would just scramble all the MiGs they could. And the Russian fighter pilots, very brave, a lot of these guys are World War II veterans at that point. And just, they lost a lot of MiGs, apparently. Yeah, but they finally succeeded in bringing down a saucer. And they opened it up. The Americanskis. They're not Americans.
No, wait a minute. Are you saying that that's, you're not saying that you heard that that happened?
I heard that happened, yeah.
Oh, you did? Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Now, Paracast listeners, take note. The Russians brought down, do you have an approximate time frame on this?
Oh, it was in the 50s, I guess. And, yeah, they were quite surprised to say it was not Americans inside of this thing. And, they had their, you know, they bundled it off to Site 51 ski.
And this is serious, though. We're talking about the real thing here now.
Yeah, yeah. I just clarified. I just think I got him to clarify that.
Sure.
So, the Russian, there's a whole different side of the whole UFO question, and that is the Russian side. Russians have a different attitude about these things the Americans did.
Well, in the paranormal in general, I mean, look at their psychic PSYOPs programs and you know, going into microwave, the woodpecker signal. They were light years ahead of us. That's why we had to get up to speed with Stubblebine's programs and others in the 70s. But so you really feel the Russians are sitting on quite a body of information. Do you ever see any sort of disclosure process possibly coming from the Russian side?
The guy who's running Russia now is former KGB agent. And the Russians have a much different heritage. In fact, in the novel I wrote, I have a lot of the action takes place in Russia, partly because of the background of one of the women involved. And it's, let's just say, the Russians have a great conspiratorial heritage. They look on national secrecy, national defense secrets, kind of much more seriously than we do. Let me put it this way. There was a Russian former KGB agent who was talking sort of like in WikiLeaks kind of mode in Britain. And they apparently asked him politely to keep his mouth shut. And then suddenly he came down with a very acute case of polonium-210 poisoning.
Yeah, and he didn't last very long.
No, he didn't. People said, gee, how did he manage to get poisoned by polonium-210, only a government like the United States or the Russians could actually produce that much polonium-210 in a nuclear reactor or give it to somebody. And the Russians just said, well, isn't that peculiar? We told him to be quiet.
Yeah, that's pretty harrowing video of him. It was pretty harrowing video. I'm sure you've seen the video of his
It was, of course, horrific, but being as he was formerly KGB, he'd been warned to be quiet. Now let me just put it this way. So let's see, there was a Russian, the Russians were aware of the whole UFO play. If you read, Corso, Philip Corso, the book?
Yeah.
The Day After Roswell.
The Day After Roswell. And,
Bill Burns.
And he was a fascinating character, and you know, he called a stenographer, people questioned his veracity, and he called a stenographer to his bed and swore out a statement saying that, you know, to the best of his recollection, everything he put in that book was true. And but what was fascinating about Corso's book was he said that during the Cold War, one of the reasons we kept such absurdly huge stockpiles of nuclear weapons on both sides was to deter not just each other from a nuclear war, but an extraterrestrial invasion.
As if E.T. would care.
What's that?
Would E.T. even care about our nuclear weapons? I mean, really?
Well, if they were in,
would
if
somebody
they were
from
in
outer space care about nuclear weapons?
Well, I'm thinking if they're, you know, 10,000 years more advanced than we are, they have weapons far beyond those of anything that we can conceive. Hey, we are almost out of time, John. We're almost out of time.
Well, these kinds of questions are actually, I tried to address them as best I could in the novel in a scientifically verifiable fashion. But, you know, all you end up with is big questions. Big questions.
Yep. More questions than answers. I'll tell you what, we have two
more
minutes left.
More questions than answers.
John, we have 2 minutes left. Tell our listeners about the new book, Life and Death on Mars, the new Mars
Synthesis. The new Mars Synthesis. I've tried to put together the whole story of Mars based on the latest Mars science and my own role in it. And a new discovery that apparently after the fall of Mars, when Mars climate changed from being Earth-like to what it is now because of the asteroid impact, apparently, then Mars was racked by a very mysterious and massive nuclear explosion. And we think we can explain it naturally, but that's It's very mysterious, very peculiar. It should be investigated further.
And that's right where I'm at in the book. I can't wait to finish it tonight.
All right. Well, it's been great, you guys.
Hey, do you have a website we can check out?
I let my website expire. So unfortunately, the best place to do it is just, Amazon.com and just look up under the books. Morningstar Pass, Collapse of UFO Cover-Ups on Amazon.com. So it was the prequel to it, by the way. Asteroid 20-2012 Sepulveda.
Part one of the trilogy.
Famous. Why would somebody in the government approach them? Well, because of this asteroid thing they were involved in.
And, gotta watch out about them asteroids. They can be mighty dangerous.
If my synthesis is true about the collapse of Mars climate, then you better pay careful attention to asteroids.
Yeah.
Because they may be the biggest danger to intelligent life like us there is in the universe.
Hey, Chris O'Brien, tell us where we can find more of the stuff you do.
Look on the net under Brandenburg, Gem Theory, Gravity, Electromagnetism.
Yeah, we got to let Chris wrap it up. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, Our Strange Planet is my website, ourstrangeplanet.com. It is a strange planet. Come there and visit and keep up to speed on what's going on in the San Luis Valley. And I want to thank Dr. Brandenburg. This is the time has just flown by. We got to have you back. I think
great.
We're just scratching the surface. I really appreciate you coming out and being able to talk about this stuff with us. And much luck and success on the new book.
Dr. John Brandenburg, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Great.
PowerCast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.